Asia, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Roman Catholic faithful have begun visiting the tome of Pope Francis. CBS's Bradley Blackburn hears from Vatican expert Frank Rocca on what's next.
Preparations are now underway for the conclave that will choose the next pope and the direction of the Catholic Church.
Certainly every conclave is a referendum on continuity or change. Francis at this moment is on the political losing side. The causes that he espoused, defensive advocacy for migrants, care for the environment, for the poor, these sorts of things are not fashionable right now.
The conclave is likely to begin next week.
President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky met privately in Rome, with Zelensky saying,
"So it's about how to bring peace closer, and we want to continue such meetings."
Police in Canada say a car struck revelers at a street festival, killing at least 9 people and injuring an unknown number of others. They do not believe it's terrorism. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Experts say Milwaukee's lead pipe problems are an environmental justice issue. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
At least 3 Milwaukee schools have closed, and about a handful of students were exposed to unsafe levels of lead. As city officials continue to investigate, they're forced to do so without federal support that usually assists in crises like these. Tony Wilkin Gibbart with Midwest Environmental Advocates says Milwaukee was already facing a lead poisoning crisis.
Milwaukee has the highest rates of childhood lead poisoning of any community in the state. That problem is primarily driven by the fact that inner city Milwaukee has been historically subject to redlining, housing discrimination, and disinvestment.
Gibbart says inner city kids may be going from homes that have lead hazards to schools that have lead hazards. Poor families and children are disproportionately impacted. Lead paint was banned by the federal government in 1978, but the majority of buildings in Milwaukee were built before the ban. Wisconsin prohibits municipalities like Milwaukee from requiring rental inspections before occupancy, leading to poorly maintained units and potentially overlooked lead presence. Marty Kanarik, professor of epidemiology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says research now shows that no amount of lead is safe for children.
It slows their growth and development. It affects their learning and behavior. It even can affect their hearing and speech, lowers their IQ, decreases their ability to sit still, to pay attention. And unfortunately, these effects can be lifelong.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
It's a wrap on the NFL Draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the 3-day NFL Draft wrapped up last night. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst added 8 more players to the roster.
Felt really good about our football team coming into this draft. We did some things in free agency, and draft never falls exactly how you think it's going to fall. But and I think we were able to add, particularly these 3 days, really good culture fits.
The NFL says over 600,000 fans attended Thursday through Saturday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was an exciting draft, obviously one that we've never been a part of. I've never been to a draft, but I can't imagine any NFL draft being better than the one we hosted here.
Baseball, the Brewers struggling, losing 6-5 in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy holding a 30-minute team meeting. They've lost 4 in a row.
I obviously didn't play very well these 4 days. Uncharacteristic of us, and you know, we got to clean it up.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today. A southeast breeze with highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy and mid-40s. On Monday, we'll see some storm chances out there. Partly sunny, mid-60s. Better chance of severe weather Monday night. Right now, it's 40.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The music of the stars back on the air. Good morning. A birthday today to celebrate, and the great talents of a young lady from Laughlin. We lost her all too soon, Judy Kern. Karn, born on this day. Here's an appearance of Judy on the Ed Sullivan television program.
Who's kissing him now? I wonder who's teaching him how? I wonder who's looking into sweet lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if he ever tells her of me. And I wonder who's loving him now. Yes, I wonder who's sipping the sweet lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if he ever tells her of me. And I wonder who's loving him now. And I wonder who's kissing him now?
It's suck it to me time.
Some sad news to report. Judy Carney from the classic 60s TV show Laugh-In has died of pneumonia.
Just a trap, wasn't it?
Carney and Goldie Hawn each got their big break on the show. Carney was also briefly married to Burt Reynolds. She was 76.
Is it fun? When the fellas start arriving, it's a question of surviving, and the only thing a girl can do is run.
Here's Judy Carr.
I had a friend I could trust. He went into the park and got busted doing the ring around a rosy rag. Went in the park late at night and he put a lot of people over 80 uptight. He was doing the ring around a rosy rag.
First warm day, on the first warm day,
big hit for Rosie. Music of the Star. Joe Stafford.
Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink. Song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are.
Kern wrote that. The Music of the Stars from Broadway. The year 1939. The Music of the Stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
Never can be at ease when I meet him.
Jerome Kern and Rebecca Lauer are there in the Emerald Spotlight.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you very much.
Mel Torme.
Producer, writer, composer, and actor.
Wait a minute. Wait. What about for a singer?
Oh, for a singer, you sing even better than a producer, writer, composer, actor.
Thank you, I think.
You know, Mel, it's just amazing all the things you are.
It's kind of amazing, Peg, that you would say that at that particular time.
Are you ready to join us?
I certainly are.
Mel with the Lennon Sister.
For a producer, writer, composer, actor.
Jerome Kern. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm looking for songs about May. There are plenty, but how about Billy May? We'll be right back. May. Francis Albert Sinatra.
You're driving me crazy. What did I do? Whatever did I do? My tears for you, they make everything hazy. Cloud in the sky that used to be blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you are driving me crazy. What did I do? Did I do to you? Desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? Tell me, what did I do? Please, what did I do?
Taylor, always up for a good time. Patsy Cline.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for as long as you wanted. crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving.
Patsy Cline and Perry Como. What a combo.
In these crazy times, how very sweet to know. Times when rockets fly in space, when quick success is all they're dreaming of, how blessed we are with our
orchestra. Nice tune, and Sidney Lipman helped write that. Monica Mancini with a tune by her daddy Hank. The music of the stars.
Crazy world, full of crazy contradictions, like a child. First you drive me wild,
just when I believe your heart's getting warmer, you're cold and you're cruel, and I, like a fool, the same old roller coaster ride, but I've got my pride. I won't give in, even though I know I'll never win. Oh, how I
Leslie Berkus. Great stuff. Patrick Williams arranged that. Nobody better. Henry Mancini. The music of the stars.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains if she wants them out of the way. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. If she wants it, so will it be. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, she moves me with a smile. The difficult right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, am I? Crazy in love.
Charles Sigmund wrote that. It's from Wisconsin. Here's Vic Damone.
I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so blue. Love me as long as you wanted. Then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself?
Was almost, well, not that almost, Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather. He said, no. So they got Al Martino. I was talking about Dean Elliott earlier from Madison. Dean Elliott tune. Tell you more about him. Dean Elliott. William Bunt, his real name. Studied at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He wrote a lot of Mr. Magoo stuff. Tom and Jerry. Birthday's May 11, 1917. We lost him on New Year's Eve, 1999. Admitted you enjoyed that. Dean Elliott wrote a lot of Mr. Seuss stuff. I mean, Dr. Seuss. Return to the Planet of the Apes, Dean Elliott. Music of the Stars, and good morning to Richland Center, Wisconsin, WRCE.
Things you do when we are under the moon above. You got me acting just like a loon. It must be love. Crazy people like crazy like you, 'cause love birds of a feather always flock together. It's an old, old custom of the house that keeps folks from drifting apart. Now that's the reason, baby, that I call you baby. We're each other's counterpart. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Wow. Goofy people, daffy people, daffy people like me go crazy over the things you do. Wow. Don't mind if I rave a lot, sweet angel child. It's just a habit I've got. You drive me wild. Crazy people, daffy people, daffy people, daffy people like me go crazy over the people like you.
Dino Martino, Ocean's 11.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just a beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Music of the Stars. Be right back.
Fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Oh, that sounds painful.
Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick.
Look out! Music of the Stars. Good morning. I'm Lou Vergane, and the show goes on till noon. Good morning, Eau Claire. WCFW.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A new CBS News poll is out on President Trump's first 100 days. It shows his overall approval rating has dropped 8 points since his inauguration. CBS News Director of Surveys Anthony Salvanto.
Increasingly, Americans think that the administration is putting too much focus on trade and tariffs and not enough on what they see as trying to lower prices.
9 deaths have been reported in Vancouver as a car plowed through a Filipino festival last night. The driver has been taken into custody, though police have not said much about it. Pete Fry is a Vancouver city councilor.
We still don't really know the extent of people who were hurt or killed. Just an ugly, brutal, meaningless, tragic event.
CBS News has learned a man is under arrest over the theft of DHS Secretary Kristi Noem's bag. It was Easter Sunday when her bag was swiped at a D.C. restaurant with her government badge, thousands of dollars in checks and other items in it. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper. Don